It seems like an overwhelming task. An artist with a tiny little brush is painting the side of a Camarillo building that's bigger than a billboard. Lisa Kelly is creating a mural on the side of the Pleasant Valley Historical Society Museum that's art and a history lesson all wrapped up in one.
It's kind of a montage and a memory of the city of Camarillo, like when it started, before it started. Agriculture and the famous church, it was called Churchtown. So we got the famous church on the hill and the old downtown down there, the big red barn from the Camarillo's house. The old train depot that used to be here, and of course the train. The eucalyptus trees that were on the either side of the freeway that everybody used to smell when you drove through town. And then we're putting some like wildlife, rabbits and coyotes.
The Ventura artist is getting close to putting the finishing touches on the massive 14-foot high, 38-foot long project. Even though it's not done, it's already drawing a lot of oohs and ahs.
I'm just taking it all in. Oh my gosh, the white horses, the red barn, St. Mary Magdalene, Old Town, and some of the old buildings, our wildlife, our fauna, as well as our flora, the coyote. And I noticed down there, down in the corner, there's a skunk. I'm glad you put him off to the side there. That's great.
Barbara Wagner is corresponding secretary for the Pleasant Valley Historical Society and Museum. She says the hope is the giant mural, which is visible from Las Posas Road, will help attract more visitors to the museum and garden.
We're sort of hidden away here down in a hole off the road. And as people would come down Las Posas, they would hopefully this would catch their eye. But the other thing is that we wanted to have the community participate in something, and I was just delighted. We had some children from the Monte Vista Middle School come and help with the painting. Art students, but they're children, middle school, but children still, and they were spectacular.
The Historical Society commissioned Kelly to do the project. She's created a number of well-known murals in the county, including one in Nylon Acres and some in the Yolanda's Mexican restaurant chain.
I've been painting murals since 1993, but I've been painting for a living since 1979. My first job out of high school was mass producing paintings for furniture stores and stuff out in Santa Paula. You got to paint 10 at a time, so you got paid piecework. So you learn how to paint really quick when you're doing piecework. Right? The faster you paint, the more money you make.
But that led to her first mural, which featured, of all things, pickles.
I had a friend who was a house painter, and he was painting a deli, and he wanted 92 pickles with personality on the walls of the deli. So he drugged me in there to paint for him, and then it kind of grew from that.
Do the pickles still exist?
No, the pickles are gone.
Kelly admits murals are a different type of art. Because they're out in the open, everyone driving by can be an instant art fan or art critic.
That's the fun of it. You get to hear everybody's opinion on it, and it makes you part of the building, really. Like, I can drive by a place and be like, I did that place. It's cool.
Is this work or is this fun?
It's so fun. I have the best job ever, right? Come on, I get to go outside and paint. Who hasn't wanted to do that since kindergarten, you know?
You get a check.
And I get paid.
Kelly says, weather permitting, the mural should be done later this week. The Pleasant Valley Historical Society Museum is open from noon to 4 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays. But because the mural is on the side of the museum next to the parking lot, you can stop by to see it anytime. In Camarillo, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.